Hi guys, from all of us at BKFK, we wish a happy birthday to Gia and Rock and one more, Mojo. We hope you guys had the happiest birthday ever. And we hope you enjoyed listening to your birthday bundles as much as we did creating them for you. Allow me to introduce you to the latest superstars that have joined our team.
My name is Elise. I live in Melbourne, Australia, and I love my brother, and I'm 7 years old. My favorite food is chocolate, and I love soccer and gymnastics.
Hi, my name is Carter, and I live in Florida, Winter Springs, and I like doing jiu-jitsu with Sensei Eddie.
Well done, guys. Good job. Okay, Ruby, over to you.
The Tall Tales of Paul Bunyan. Hi, guys. I'm in a time machine. My dad sent me back in time to find out about a legendary hero in America named Paul Bunyan. I'm wearing these weird, old-fashioned clothes. My dad says it's a good idea to dress like the locals do, kind of like a disguise. People would be completely shocked if I told them about the time machine. So I'm wearing rough leather pants, some sturdy boots, a checked jacket, and a broad hat. Wow, it's quite a ride. It's spinning around really fast, and the light is crazy, and... Phew, I think it landed. Let me just have a look out the window. Well, the sun is shining. It looks like a good day. I think I'll open the door. Well, let me describe what I see. I'm in a forest. Wherever I look, there are huge trees. I smell something. Oh, it smells tasty, like pancakes. And I hear something. It's music. Let me get a little closer. Okay, I'm peeping through the bushes and I see a wooden cabin in the woods. On the front porch, I see two very old men. One of them, a really big guy, is sitting on a stool and playing the banjo. The other one is a bit smaller, with a very long beard. He's sitting on a rocking chair. He seems to be really enjoying the music. Hello, guys. Sorry to disturb you.
Well, hello. You're not disturbing us at all.
How can we help you?
Hi, I'm Ruby. I'm looking for a man named Paul Bunyan.
Hello, Ruby. I'm Sourdough Sam.
And I'm Elma.
Paul Bunyan, you say? My old friend. I'm afraid he's not been around for a very long time.
But why don't you come sit here on the porch and we can tell you all about him.
That would be great. By the way, what is that delicious smell?
Well, that's my specialty, flapjacks. Here, help yourself.
Oh, they're amazing.
So, where should we start? When Paul was born, he was big. I mean, really big. His parents tried putting him in a normal cradle, but that broke instantly.
His parents were a bit worried about what other people might think about their huge baby, so they made a cradle on the raft and put it in the ocean.
That's right. The waves would rock Paul to sleep at night. But the problem was, Paul was a lively baby. When he woke up, he was really happy and would start jumping up and down for fun.
and that would create these huge tidal waves that washed away a few seaside villages.
Yes, that was a bit of a flop. Eventually, his parents used a large wagon as a cradle.
He grew so fast, he drank so much milk, they needed to milk 14 cows every day to feed him.
Later, when he got a little older, they gave him porridge, but not a bowl of porridge, a barrel full of porridge.
Eventually, Paul's parents moved to the woods. Paul used to help his dad cut down trees. In those days, wood was really important. It was used to make houses, schools, boats, everything. The people who used to cut down trees were called lumberjacks.
I was a lumberjack. Now, most lumberjacks were big and strong, but nothing compared to Paul.
He could cut down a tree with one chop. And when it fell, he shouted out, "Timber!"
And then he would pick up a tree on one shoulder and another tree on the other shoulder and carry his load all the way to the sawmills.
He also worked hard plowing the fields. Once when Paul came to the end, there wasn't room to turn around. Paul simply picked up the plow and the two oxen and turned them around and started the other way.
And he was fast.
As fast as lightning. He could blow out a candle at night and up into bed before it was dark.
Wow!
Part of the problem was feeding him.
That's where I came in. I was his cook. I made him huge flapjacks, about 100 times bigger than the one you're eating now.
Yes, they're really yummy. The best I've ever tasted.
Thank you. I needed a frying pan that was about 10 feet wide to make them. Elmer here was also a lumberjack. He would also help me to flip the flapjacks.
And feed Babe.
Who?
Babe, Paul's ox. Paul found Babe during the winter of the blue snow. Paul was out looking for firewood. He saw two ears sticking out of the snow. He dug out the animal and saw it was a baby blue ox. It was a little thing, so he decided to put the ox in his pocket and took it back to the cabin to warm it up. Since it was a baby, he named him Babe.
Babe grew very fast and really big. Eventually, he grew bigger than Paul. He's very useful. For instance, there was a logging road that was very long and twisted, and tied one end of the road to a stump and attached the other end with a big chain to Babe. Babe dug his hooves into the ground and tugged and strained until he pulled the entire road straight.
Yes, Babe was a good companion for Paul.
Remember that time when Paul chased Babe all over Minnesota and that blue ox and Paul Bunyan left their footprints all over the place? It began to start raining heavily and all the footprints filled with water.
That's right. That is how the 10,000 legs of Minnesota were created.
You remember the Mississippi?
I'll never forget that. Paul overheard people saying that America could use a few more rivers.
Especially a big river, right down the middle of the country.
So Paul made a plan. He hitched a huge plow onto Babe. And together they headed south, carving a massive channel into the ground.
As they did so, they threw massive mounds of rocks to the left and right.
You can still see them today. The mound on the right is now known as the Rocky Mountains.
And the mound on the left is known as the Appalachian Mountains.
Well, Paul and Babe plowed all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. When the channel filled up, it became that great river that today we call the Mississippi River.
Wow, he really sounds incredible.
He certainly was. I think I feel a nap time coming.
Me too. It was really nice to meet you, Ruby. But if you please excuse us.
Thank you, guys. It was great to meet you too. And those were the best flapjacks I've ever eaten. Bye. Well, I'm back in the time machine, and I'm just about to head home. I really enjoyed finding out about the legend of Paul Bunyan. I hope you did too. As for me, it's time to go home. Bye!
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.